This one is just hard for me to see, and Bobby Slowick just letting somebody have it. And not just somebody, but letting C.J. Stroud have it like this. If this is true, obviously within, I think, make the move with Bobby Slowick not just make more sense, but take it into a completely different direction of like, oh, he just got let go because the second season took a step back than it did the first year.
Yeah, Ron, for me, man, this is, look, I don't know to what degree the story's exaggerated or not. I have no idea. But I do know Lance Zierlein is an NFL draft analyst that works for NFL.com, writes for NFL.com. I know him. I don't know him well, but I mean, he's solid stand-up dude. I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a guy that would completely fabricate a story. Now, maybe it was relayed to him a little bit more aggressive than it was, but the story is more of a broad look into what could have went on with C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick, which ultimately, you know, resulted in Bobby Slowick being relieved of his duties. Is, you know, there's a comment and Lance points out that the weird dynamic at Ohio State with C.J. Stroud and the offensive coordinator there, obviously the relationship was strained or didn't exist because apparently, supposedly, reportedly.
You're talking about the O.C. at Ohio State.
Yes, the O.C. at Ohio State when C.J. Stroud was there. Reportedly, C.J. didn't talk to him. C.J. didn't go to him. C.J. dealt straight with Ryan Day, right? That's odd, abnormal. It seems to not be the ideal situation. To be honest with you, and then it goes into this pre-draft meeting where Bobby Slowick, to some degree, told C.J. Stroud, "Hey man, I don't give a damn what you did at Ohio State. This is the NFL. We do things differently." And it's reported that the two had to be separated. Apparently, C.J. Stroud didn't take kindly to it. C.J. Stroud didn't just sit back. C.J. Stroud didn't take kindly to it. They had to be separated. C.J. Stroud then goes on to his next meeting in the pre-draft buildup. He was asked in that meeting, "Hey, what was the Texans? You know, what was your previous meeting like?" He said it was awful. Right, so much so to the point where I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think C.J. Stroud even made a comment after being drafted of, "I didn't think I was going to the Texans, or I didn't think they liked me," or something to that degree. Again, I don't know how much truth is to it, how much is exaggerated, how much isn't. But I can tell you this, it makes the firing of Bobby Slowick make a lot more sense, just generally speaking. For D'Amico Ryans to hire a guy that's never called plays, that he's been joined at the hip with in San Francisco, for that guy to then go out there and roll an offense. This was an offensive-led football team the first year. And yeah, for C.J. Stroud to be as productive as he was and as successful as he was year one, to then move on in a year later in a season where you won 10 games and you went to the division finals, you won your division again, to fire that guy is not as, I don't think it's as easy a move as a lot of fans lay it out to be, right? And if you look at C.J. Stroud in a nutshell, you look at the box score, the stat sheet for C.J. Stroud over 2 years, I mean, he threw for almost 8,000 yards, 40-some-odd touchdowns, and 17 interceptions in 2 years. There's a pretty solid first 2 years in the league, whether you're looking at winning and losing or you're looking at stats from a quarterback position. So moving on from Bobby Slowick, while I understand where D'Amico can justify it, it still was something that I didn't think would happen. If this is true, if there's any truth to this, it would make sense why D'Amico Ryans would move on and try to better the relationship between him and his quarterback, right? The offensive coordinator and his quarterback. Now, move on to what we watched on the field this year. The only thing, this is why I've been, if people that listen all the time, I've been absolutely baffled at what we see in a week-in, week-out basis on an NFL football team, right? Baffled what we've seen from the tight end position, from the O-line position, from the quarterback position, from the play caller position. Baffled. And it's more so about the resistance to change than it is what you actually just happen to see on any given Sunday. when you take 8 or 9 weeks and you're still talking about, oh man, sometimes it takes a while to find your identity, there's a tug of war in the building. When your offensive coordinator and your quarterback aren't able to make obvious moves to protect your quarterback better than the Texans did over 8 or 9 weeks, there's an obvious tug of war in the building. When Dalton Schultz fails like week 3 or 4 and Cade Stover, blocking true edge defenders, I mean, just egregious levels, and then you lose out in the playoffs to the Kansas City Chiefs, really, in part due to the same things? Like, to me, there's clearly a tug-of-war in that building. This is the first thing I've heard that makes a lot of that, I don't know if it's true or not, but it makes a lot of what we watch this year make sense offensively for the Texans.
Yeah, I think those points that you made, I think, are very real in some space in terms of maybe there was a tug of war. They weren't on the same page. I think all of that. Listen, I'm not calling. I don't know Lance. I'm not calling, Lance a liar or anything. I think he came with what he was given. And everything I've known and heard about him is, as you said, stand up dude. But I mean, none of it smells right. Like one that would be held in, like we would not, like this story, none of it, not even a sneak of it, not even something we've heard and just don't go to the air with it. Like we ain't heard nothing about this. Other teams knew about it. We heard it, this ain't leaked out one bit until now. That don't smell right. C.J. Stroud, and I'm guessing I'm looking it up, Kevin Wilson was the offensive coordinator at that time at Ohio State.
Ain't got him.
That C.J. Stroud, like C.J. Stroud don't seem like the gentleman in college that would just say, nah, baby, I'm not dealing with your ass. I'm only dealing with the head coach.